Previously on Algoa FM.
It's World Spine Day, and on the line we have Dr. Jeff Pattergill. It is always a pleasure. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Rochelle, and a very beautiful day to your listeners in Algoa Bay Country.
So World Spine Day, tell us more about that.
World Spine Day is a fantastic initiative. It's basically an awareness campaign. First, you know, started by our World Federation of Chiropractic, and it's just to promote spinal care, which is actually one of the most debilitating syndromes that we have in the world. So, for example, there'd be about 540 million people worldwide. I mean, this is beating the combination of cancer, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's combined. I mean, it's such a prevalent, let's say disorder that we have and an issue that people battle with. So it's about creating that awareness, including this year's theme, Invest in Your Spine, which I think is just very, very, very apt at expanding what we need to do for our spines at the end of the day.
I love that, Invest in Your Spine. And you are a doctor in chiropractic. Tell me just a little bit about how your day is, if you can.
No, of course. So I'll just try to stick to this theme, because investing in your spine is something we are really dealing with on the day. You know, so as a chiropractor, part of CASA, our national association here, and for those who ever need to find a chiropractor, you just go into chiropractic.co.za, find a chiropractor, and you'll find someone who's registered near you. So when I get into office, patients bring complaints with any sort of thing. So it can even be from a tendonitis, a tennis elbow, a shoulder issue, and in turn they've got this concomitant neck pain. They've got this neck that's sore, it's running into my arm. And so spinal pain can really have origins in so many different ways. So, you know, let's say investing in your spine, and what I'd be dealing with is like a patient not sitting correctly at their desk, you know, the mouse, they're elevating their arms because they're not the tallest lady or gentleman, you know, around.
And like so, me.
You know, there's like a lot of our patients. And thus they'll probably be elevating their arms. They've got a laptop, so the laptop's pushed through their way. They're scooching down in their chair to get their eyes through the laptop. So, you know, it's a case of raising the laptop, getting a separate keyboard, sitting with a stool under your feet if you are so inclined or need. And those are such important things. Those are the questions we need to ask, because one thing chiropractors deal very well with is treating and diagnosing the spine. So that's just kind of what we would do, you know, our bread and butter. Yeah, find out why the spine's sore. But the most of the history really tells you where to look, you know, and it's not always the simplest of places. I mean, sometimes we're born with a few different issues, you know, congenital issues here and there, but that you can often feel or send for an x-ray. So one of the main things is actually just learning about that person, getting to know them, and where would that actually stem from originally.
And I love that you've mentioned that, because the theme is invest in your spine. But how can one maintain their spine health? Because you mentioned a few things about, you know, how we sit at our desk. What kind of tips and tricks can we do before or, you know, while we are seeing a chiropractor?
No, of course. So there's another theme, or one of our previous year's themes, where moving is medicine. So if you have to think now, how would I invest in myself, because it's such a debilitating condition that affects so many. And movement is the key. You know, if you're sitting for long periods after 45 minutes, your body's going to undergo a phenomenon called creep, and your ligaments are going to overstretch. So when you get up, you're just going to want to fall into that slump position. So the more you move and the more often you get up, you're actually creating health in your discs. Movement is healing, is blood flow, as a way for the body to actually target or let's say not overstrain in a specific area. You know, I always say, if you're holding up that spirit level, or, you know, picking something up over your shoulder, you can hold it there for 20 minutes, but after an hour, you're going to burn, and you might rest it, but when you bring it up again, it's going to immediately go to that burn. So let's say things you could really do is, one important thing I will say is that stretching is great, and I always recommend stretching, but I'm preferring more of a pressure type release. So if you've got a tennis ball, you sit in your chair, you put it underneath your hamstring, just below the glute area, under the sitting bone, and then you just straighten your leg. That releases that hamstring. If you're lying in bed, you put a tennis ball under your glute, under your side of your leg, and physical pressure is one of the best ways to release a lot of our musculoskeletal conditions. So that, let's say, the buildup of tension between the layers of muscle. And you've got to use your, you know, close your eyes, you picture this, but essentially, you don't always want to press on the muscle. You'll tend to bruise it, or on the tendon. You're actually going to go for that place in between the muscle. You want to separate each muscle. And the body, in a way, is designed like a spider web. So think you've got these bones, and that's the tree's branches, and the spider webs, the fascia, the connective tissue. Now, if it's all connected all the time, if you have a tightness in part of that one spider web, you know, the moth's flown into the spider web and it's all wrapped up, and that spider can feel it. And the spider is essentially an extension of your brain and of your nervous system. And so when you have a tightness in one area, you often have a discomfort in another area. And you should be coming in with that secondary discomfort. So I might have been doing park runs for the last few weeks, but my lower back's sore. And is it because my calf and my hamstrings are rather stiff that my lower back is now sore? You know, with a symptom, it's not always the way you're going to, you know, treat it. So the short term is put that little tennis ball underneath your calf, hang your foot off the edge of the bed, and when it's under your calf, you pump your foot up and down, release that calf, get blood flow moving there. And then go on a walk and be more mindful about your posture, your breathing, and all these lovely things.
Yeah, I'm actually doing that right now. As you were talking, I was like, okay, wait, sit up straight, you know, do the right thing, look after, invest in your spine. So let's just quickly go back, Doc, to the association that you spoke about. What or who is CASA?
CASA is our national association for us registered chiropractors. So chiropractic is registered with the Allied Health Professions Council, and it's a voluntary association. So, but they really are promoting, you know, they're very much in association with the World Federation of Chiropractic, our world body. And so let's say, for example, about 78% currently of all registered chiropractors with Allied Health would be members of CASA, and it's quite a large proportion. So it really does represent us as chiropractors. Let's say Allied Health will, you know, represent the public and things like that and compliance. Whereas CASA really is trying to promote chiropractic and get the message out there that, you know, things in the world are changing. Chiropractors are almost the leading researcher of lower back pain in the world out of all professions. So chiropractic is a very large component of dealing with this. We really, and like our association is really just trying to provide support for chiropractors, even as a person out of the public. You can message CASA. You, like I say, go onto the website. There's countless, articles of information that members of the public can just have access to, or even if they have questions, message.
And I have to ask, you know, is it safe? Because there's so many, you know, people that will talk about it and say, I don't even really, it's safe. And you see these TikTok videos and you hear the clicks and the cracks and all of that, and you're a little bit scared. I'm sure it's safe.
It's very, very safe. So chiropractic is, you know, rated as one of the least, you know, contraindicating and provoking professions. It's one of the safest in terms of treatment. You know, if you have a clot in your neck and you turn over in traffic, you can have a stroke, for example. So nothing is perfectly safe, but there's a lot of, it's a very rigorous study. To become a doctor of chiropractic, it is quite intensive. You're feeding your colleagues and your friends and working on their bodies from a very very early point in university. And then you're working with the patients, our private patients within the university setting already. So there's a lot of practice, a lot of honing in on the skills of the chiropractor to do things very gently. I would say you're not pushing until you hear a click. That's not the idea. You're not coming to a chiropractor to be clicked. You're coming to be diagnosed in where are the restrictions in your joints. And it definitely doesn't mean to crack everything. So it's an extremely safe therapy and profession in which we're not only just going to adjust the joints. We want to work on the tissue, the muscles. Everything really comes into it in that setting. But like anything has risks. If, I always say to my patients, if you have a pain, I'm probably going to push on the pain, and I'm surely you're going to feel that little discomfort there. So, you know, those are what's to be expected. But the manipulation, the release, let's call it the crack, it shouldn't be, if anything, it should feel really comfortable and like quite a lot of relief, yeah.
Okay. And then just lastly, does a chiropractic treatment require referral, and will our medical aid cover for this?
That's a very good question. You know, a lot of patients are under the assumption that you need to be referred by a doctor. You know, as a primary healthcare practitioner and a chiropractor, we are essentially doctors, but our specialization and our scope is obviously very different to our medical doctors. For example, you can come straight to us. You know, certain medical aids need certain referrals by certain doctors, even to see physios or any other profession, and they need to see certain doctors. So best is to contact your human resources department for work or just your medical aid to know more. Definitely don't need a referral. I mean, as a chiropractor, we often would refer for blood tests, and we would refer patients to for x-rays, which is, you know, like we say, our bread and butter, really what we are passionate about and how we, you know, help to diagnose conditions. And you don't always have to see a problem on X-ray to understand someone's spine better. A lovely diagnostic tool to help us understand and to get a baseline measurement for our bodies, you know, just to know.
Thank you so much, Dr. Patigil. It was just an interesting conversation, and I'm definitely going to be investing in my spine going forward. So thank you very much, and happy World Spine Day to you, Jeff.
Thank you so much, Roshna, and a lovely, lovely to the rest of your listeners. And spread the word, invest in your spine, go to chiropractor anytime you can.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.